This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Congestion at U.S. ports and the truck shortages within the U.S. has challenged the U.S. dairy industry at an inopportune time. Matt Gould, editor and analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter, chats about it with Lee Melke here on our Milky Monday.
Matt, your May 28th edition talked about still seeing problems at U.S. ports. And we're also seeing in the country truck shortages, which is hampering our ability to move dairy products both here and abroad.
For sure. Shipping costs just from going to, say, California to the Midwest have surged. Shipping costs going from the middle of the country to Mexico have surged. And then even going and trying to secure a ship and, out of the West Coast ports has become, more difficult really in the last 6 months. Those have all become serious issues impacting dairy. Now, on the port front, the port congestion started to pick up in November of last year. That's when we started to see boats having to wait to be unloaded and sitting at anchor outside of ports in Southern California. It started in November, and then it amped up and was at its peak in February. And then since then, it's been a very slow go at relieving that congestion.
And what's the reason behind it?
The surge in congestion has been driven by people being at home and not traveling and instead spending their money on things. And those things have to be made somewhere, typically overseas, have filled up ships. We've seen this congestion, but now, in very recently, this week even, we've started to see the congestion ease, where if you look at the number of ships waiting to be unloaded off Southern California, it's at the lowest level since November, when all the congestion started in the first place. So there's a little bit of optimism that we can free up some of those boats and reduce those delays and get back to normal on the shipping front.
Well, that's good news, because we've got lots of product that's coming out of processors.
Yes, we have booming supplies of cheese, we have booming supplies of milk. At this point, we're very dependent on those export markets because we have to balance our market by shipping products overseas. So having better access to shipping, lower costs, fewer delays, that's all good news and needed in this environment.
Matt Gould, editor and market analyst with the Dairy and Food Market Analyst Newsletter in Batavia, New York.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Happy June Dairy Month, and for the past several years, the Dairy Checkoff has been working to find new ways to tap into the younger generation. Barb O'Brien is president of DMI and says this is a tech-savvy group.
They have massive spending power, an estimated $100 billion, and they have mostly grown up online. So we are actively testing new programs, new partners, new vehicles, and new messages to ensure that dairy is staying relevant and that our content is resonant.
One program called Beat the Lag is tapping into Gen Z's love of gaming to capture their attention, show how dairy products can meet their wellness needs. DMI partnering with gaming influencers like Jordan Marone.
The goal is to inform the Gen Z audience that dairy is protein-packed and it can help fuel you up, whether you're going to be gaming or you're going to be doing homework, work, whatever it is in your day-to-day life.
He has more than 11 million followers on his YouTube channel, which is why Nevin Lemos, a Gen Z dairy farmer from California, feels the program's the perfect way to reach the next generation of dairy consumers.
I think it's definitely very important to work with people like Jordan due to their influence on Gen Z. And if gaming is something that resonates, then I think that's a good place to put our focus.
For more information, you can go to usdairy.com/beat the lag.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
For archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.